The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This is Father John Zulsdorf with a new 5-Minute Advent Cast. A continuation from Advent Cast 14, Joseph Ratzinger's Jesus of Nazareth, the Infancy Narratives. Next comes the third reaction to the angel's greeting, Mary's actual answer. Her straightforward yes. She declares herself to be the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. In one of his Advent homilies, Bernard of Clairvaux offers a stirring presentation of the drama of this moment. After the error of our first parents, the whole world was shrouded in darkness under the dominion of death. Now God seeks to enter the world anew. He knocks at Mary's door. He needs human freedom. The only way he can redeem man who was created free is by means of a free yes to his will. In creating freedom, he made himself in a certain sense dependent on man. His power is tied to the unenforceable yes of a human being. So Bernard portrays heaven and earth as it were holding its breath at this moment of the question addressed to Mary. Will she say yes? She hesitates. Will her humility hold her back? Just this once, Bernard tells her, do not be humble but daring. Give us your yes. This is the crucial moment when, from her lips, from her heart, the answer comes, let it be to me according to your word. It is the moment of free, humble, yet magnanimous obedience in which the loftiest choice of human freedom is made. Mary becomes a mother through her yes. The church fathers sometimes express this by saying that Mary conceived through her ear, that is to say, through her hearing. Through her obedience, the word entered into her and became fruitful in her. In this connection, the fathers developed the idea of God's birth in us through faith and baptism, in which the Logos comes to us ever anew, making us God's children. For example, we may recall the words of St. Irenaeus, how shall man pass into God unless God has first passed into man? How was mankind to escape this birth into death unless he were born again through faith? By that new birth from the Virgin, the sign of salvation, that is God's wonderful and unmistakable gift. I consider it important to focus also on the final sentence of Luke's Annunciation narrative, and the angel departed from her. The great hour of Mary's encounter with God's messenger, in which her whole life is changed, comes to an end, and she remains there alone, with a task that truly surpasses all human capacity. There are no angels standing around her. She must continue along the path that leads through many dark moments, from Joseph's dismay at her pregnancy to the moment when Jesus is said to be out of his mind, right up to the night of the cross. How often in these situations must Mary have returned inwardly to the hour when God's angel had spoken to her, pondering afresh the greeting, "Rejoice, full of grace," and the consoling words, "Do not be afraid." The angel departs, her mission remains, and with it matures her inner closeness to God, a closeness that in her heart she is able to see and touch. The Collect from Holy Mass in the Extraordinary Form. Oremus. Aurem tuam quaesumus Domine precibus nostris accommoda, et mentis nostre tenebras, gratiae tuae visitationis illustra. Let us pray. Lend your ear to our prayers, O Lord, we beseech you, and brighten the darkness of our minds by the grace of your coming, who livest and reignest with God the Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with another Advent Cast. In the meantime, please pray for me as I will for you.